Okay. I think I'm ready now.
Good enough. Hey, it rolled over 6 o'clock. I thought we might as well get started. So if you want to establish a quorum, I call this a meeting to order Monday, August 15th, 2011. Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. Would you like to establish a quorum, please, Mr. Atchley?
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Randy Cummings. Ray Edwards.
Here.
Sean Pingleton.
Here.
Susan Martin.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
We do have a quorum present.
Very good. If you want to move ahead with the explanation of the meeting procedures, please.
Okay. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held for final approval on each Division 3 application presented at the previous Monday's public hearing, and also to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. Final votes will be heard first. Each project will be reviewed and decided upon by the commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the chairman or the commission. If you do not accept the decision of this commission, you may appeal to the Board of Adjustments. Applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the planning office. Concepts will be heard following the final votes. If you are presenting a concept at this meeting, your name or the name of the project will be called. At that time, please come forward and address the commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested by the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the applicant or persons with information requested by the commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Our first item tonight are the minutes of July 2011. Those might be the longest minutes we've ever had, I'm thinking, by the way. Of course, it was the longest meeting we've ever had, six hours and 15 minutes. That one might, we may only run about 6 hours tonight. We'll get to you by the end.
I'm guessing that
was
the race car.
Yeah. So.
I'll make a motion to be approved. I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? There's a lot to go over there, so.
Already read it.
Sounds good. No changes? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nice job, Benita.
Thank you.
Okay. We do have two items up on the agenda for final votes tonight, but as you remember, we've got Jake's Lake Storage and Besser Corner, and they both had the same issue as far as some items that didn't match our current code. And so we asked the representative, and it was having to be the same representative for both of them, directed him that he would have to go to the Board of Adjustment first. So what we do need to do, according to Mr. Atchley in our code, is normally it's written that we vote the next week. So what we need to do is to actually vote to table those items, and I take them one at a time. So let's start with Jake's Lake Storage. I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we table it until, I believe we decided, October 11th.
Whatever that first meeting is in October. Uh-huh. And that would be after the Board of Adjustment decision. Mm-hmm. So then we can make a decision at our next meeting, which is a week earlier than we would normally vote.
Yes.
Okay.
I make a motion to second that.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? All right. Besser Corner, we have the same issue there that we just discussed.
I also make a motion that we table Besser Corner final vote until October the 11th.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Very good. We are flying through them today. That's good. Okay, we're already at concepts. So, and from what I understand, we have one concept tonight.
Yes.
Is that right? And it is it Callahan Dog Grooming?
Yes.
Okay.
The Green Ridge Triplex has withdrawn their application.
Okay.
So we just have the one concept hearing tonight.
Okay. And I think we have a representative here for Callahan Dog Grooming, if you'd like to come on up. Do you have something to...
Didn't really put together a PowerPoint presentation, but I just thought this would make it easier for her.
Very good.
And I just put some slides up that I've got the items you presented as far as the site plans and things. And this is just kind of a general location. This is located on, let's see, correct me if I'm wrong on this. we're on 76, right off of 160.
By Mildred? Is that where you are, close
yeah.
to
Yeah. Well, just, on 76, south of 160. And here's the property in question.
Okay.
And she's actually presented a number of, and these are just general site sketches, but.
Do these folks here all have those?
Yes, they've got a copy of those as well. So, and I'll just let you proceed. I
apologize for the juvenile nature of my drawings. I'm not very good with computers. Having taught English for 11 years, I never got really well versed in computers. So I apologize. My name is Rachel Bricks, and thank you for hearing me tonight. My husband and I are looking at purchasing this property. We don't own it right now. And obviously, before we would want to go purchase the property, we would want to make sure that what we'd like to do with the property would be approved. Of course, we wouldn't want to purchase the property and then realize we wouldn't be able to do what it is we want to do. So we are not current owners. Mike and Jeanette are, and they've been really nice in working with us, and obviously they're the ones who signed the application for
right.
you folks. What we are looking at initially, and that's on that first page, that right there is what you see there, that first one, is the way the property exists right now. And what we would like to do with the 20 acres is there's a home there, there's a kind of like a shop-ish building, and then there's a greenhouse. And what we would like to do is turn that building into a dog grooming salon, and also the 14-plus acres over on that side, about 9 of that we'd like to use for a community dog park. Well, it would be a private dog park that we would allow the public access to.
Okay.
And that second drawing there, that one, is in the first year or so what we would do right away. When I originally talked to Bonita and Bob, we thought anything that we wanted to do with the property, we should go ahead and present now. So some of the things you'll see on the next pages with the dog daycare would be several years down the road, at least 2 or 3 years down the road, obviously depending on how lucrative the dog grooming business and the dog park would be. And then finally, at the end, maybe some far off, my husband's got an idea that he wants to do a pet-friendly resort with a campground, et cetera, someday. Those would not be immediate concerns. The immediate concern, obviously, would be the grooming and training facility, which would take place in that building there, and then the dog park, which would be the two things that we'd like to set up right away within the first year of hypothetically owning the property.
Okay.
That would all be in existing structures that are there now.
The structures that are there, yes. Going on to that first page there, the only thing we would add, this is getting a little ahead of ourselves here with the additional septic and the dog boarding daycare. That would be at least 2 or 3 years down the road. But the one before that, with just the grooming and training, the building already exists there. It's, I think it's about, if I remember correctly, it's 80 by 30, I think, is the size of that building there. And that would be where I'd be doing the dog grooming and maybe twice a week doing training classes. And then that metal building off to the side there, my husband needs a shop because he's a woodworker. So we would be putting up a metal building for him to be able to do his woodworking and stuff like that because there is no garage there on the property for him to do that now.
Is the woodworking, is that a business?
It would not be, no.
That's a hobby.
Yes.
Okay.
But you're looking at both.
He might be, I'm sorry.
You're looking at both plots, so you're going to own the 5 acre and the 9.5 acre both.
Well, actually,
they're 5 and 14.
They're 5 and 14, and yeah, then actually okay. where that little billboard is, if I can, there's another plot that goes with the property, but it's 0.0 acres on the assessor's sheet. It's a billboard here that is owned by Mike and Jeanette.
Well, my concern is if you had the whole thing where you wouldn't have to worry about spinnings and so on and so forth between the home and the metal building and all that, because that would be non-commercial on that. But if you own the whole thing, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, it's. I just have drawn, the 20 acres is a pretty good rectangle. I just have it kind of parceled out how we would want to use the property.
Okay,
there.
I see.
And they have the one parcel is 5 point something, and then this one's like 14.9 something total.
What size are those plots you have mapped out there for the park?
The dog park would be around 9 acres.
Now the other side where you've got...
That you're talking about the possible campground?
Yeah, campground.
Oh.
Is that the 5-acre plot?
Yes, that would be approximately 5 acres. As far as the campsites themselves, I'm not sure exactly, because like I said, I mean, we haven't even made an offer on this property yet, and this would be something that would be at least 5 years out.
It's relatively good advice, what they gave you, to go ahead and ask for everything you need, but when you throw the campground in there, that's a lot different than the other stuff you're asking for.
Okay.
So, not that you shouldn't ask for it, but we will definitely need a lot more information on the campground, which you may or may not be prepared to give.
Right.
Because 18 spots on a 5-acre spot is quite a few. You know, we got to think about your neighbors and the nature of a residential area, even though it's relatively remote. That's
right.
All. So if you want to include that in there, we're going to need a lot more information. That's where you're getting
that
one. I
think what I'll probably do, honestly, is probably table that till if it even ever happens. Before I go through the trouble, honestly, to get all that information.
That's your call.
And come back and do another Division 3, I think, once we have maybe lived there for a while, see how things are going, see how the property... I'm not sure what you might suggest, because like I said, we haven't even made an offer on this property yet.
I would suggest if you're not prepared to give the information we need, that's not a bad idea.
Okay.
Especially, that's pretty dense.
I think it's pretty, a good idea myself.
Yeah.
Well, you've got lots of things to consider, like sewer and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are a lot of things to consider there for that part of it.
Right. Okay.
So
I will give this back to my husband and tell him to put that in his file.
Okay.
Let's get first. Oh, I kept telling him, first things first, honey, you know, let's do this.
He's got to have a better talk with his representative. So on the dog park, I noticed somewhere on this drawing that it's fenced, but I'm assuming it's like a... At best, a woven wire fence. It's probably a barbed wire fence.
It is presently.
Which one?
It's not barbed wire.
It's a woven wire fence?
Yeah, it's like the three by three with the metal stakes.
Uh-huh. Access, like for a dog to get loose, and then one of the concerns I would have is how easy it would be for them to get out there in the middle of...
Before we would be opening the dog park, we'd be putting up 5-foot cyclone fencing.
Cyclone fencing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
That's like your aluminum fence that you see in most backyards. Chain link.
Okay. Okay.
Chain
link. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be 5 feet. Chain link.
Typically in the past, and you probably have enough to actually do the whole reason we had the other person table was a similar reason for this. Typically in the past, we either require minimum landscape buffering of, we're not sure, 25 or 40 feet. We've got a conflict we're working on. But let's just say 40 feet so we're on the safe side. That's the high side, right?
Yes.
Around any property that's commercial that abuts residential, and which you would here. Okay, you would have... Anything that's not commercial is either agriculture or residential in this case. So you would either have to maintain that landscape buffering, which you have a pretty good amount of that. Whether that stays or not, I don't know what your plans are for that to stay, that north side on that 14 acres.
The north side.
See, each side of that, yeah. Here. Yes, each side of that, the north, the west, and the south, all abut either agriculture or residential areas.
Except so for this side here.
Well, keep going south.
Right, so this, yeah.
Right. That is, your neighbors there are residential or agriculture.
So even though the dog park would end here, we would still have to buffer here?
If that's going to be zoned commercial.
Okay.
If that parcel is going to be zoned commercial.
Okay, so essentially, what I'm asking for, and forgive me.
That's okay.
Is for this whole thing to be zoned commercial.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
this would no longer be residential, even though it's going to be private to us.
Not the way you're asking now. Though now she could just deal with the one piece.
That's a good point, too. Now, that's one thing I wondered, really.
It would be better to do it all because she's already got some buffering on that lower side anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't take your buffering out of the middle.
Yeah.
That was my question originally, if she
right.
owned both
she's
properties.
Going, she's which, going to own
and one,
yeah.
was, one was zoned and the other one wasn't zoned, would she be required to have buffering between her kennel and her own house?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
That was my question originally.
Yes, she would, because she could sell it. I mean, we don't know what she's going to do with it, but she could turn around and sell that 5 acres. And so we would have to buffer it.
I understand. Okay. And that's with landscaping, you mean, right?
The trees that are there now, or we're working on it. We've got to get some more changes done, or fencing, but privacy fencing, which if you got, let's say you did the cyclone fencing, you could do the little green slats.
Okay.
Something like
and
that.
It would have to be higher than 5 feet.
Probably 6 feet is what we generally...
Dogs are just over 5 feet.
Yeah. Generally, 6 feet has been the minimum that we've
because
done.
Typically, most dog parks use 5 feet.
Right. So there are options. They're just not options today, but there have been options. We're working on a discrepancy in our code that we're trying to fix.
But here, would I have to have privacy fencing? I mean, I understand it here.
Or buffering.
And here.
Or landscape buffering.
Okay.
Right now, you could do
so
40 foot.
So, leave some of those trees there, essentially.
40 foot.
40 feet.
Yes.
Or wide, however.
Yes.
Okay.
Obviously, you've got... Go ahead.
I was just thinking, one thing that might be good is to add that to that site plan, just to kind of clarify.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And, whether she wants to add that other 5 acres as commercial or not, I don't know. If there's nothing going on there, I'm not sure I would from a tax standpoint. But that's your decision.
The same thing.
What do you think, Dave? I mean, you asked the question originally.
What do I think?
Well, yeah.
You don't want to know what I think.
I just asked, yeah.
For somebody to have buffering and they own the whole property between their home and the other part, to me, is absurd. That's what I think.
But we can't.
She did
I know.
If she sells it.
I know. But that you asked me what I thought.
Okay.
You didn't ask me what the rules were.
Okay, good enough. All right.
I answered your question on
you
what
did.
I thought.
Nope. That's what I wanted to know. I did because you asked the question originally. So
that's
I wanted.
Right.
Well, if she put
that's what
if she put a fence
too.
Around
that's
that the... 5 acres, that she's going to run the dogs in. Put a privacy fence around that. She wouldn't have to worry about the buffering on the rest of it for the time being.
Exactly. But today, we can't do that. We can't. The Board of Adjustment can allow that. We're hoping to get that fixed, so that's an option like it should be.
Oh, okay.
You remember last... I mean, that's why we had to send Eddie away.
I'll withdraw my comment.
Okay. No, I mean, it's good to discuss. That's... In the past, we had allowed privacy fencing in lieu of landscape buffering. But it's not in our code that way. We thought it, I thought it was. I think a lot of us thought
I
it was in there.
Too.
Yeah. And it's not in there. We're trying to fix that so it can be in either or situation. So you could do the fencing in lieu of the landscape buffering where it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If we think it's okay to do that. And, which here would make sense to do that. But today we can't allow that. Now you can go to the Board of Adjustment just like we sent the guy that we tabled the two for earlier today and ask to get that done and then come back if they say it's okay and then we can vote on it, but we can't go against our own code book and vote for it to happen when it says specifically not to do that in there now.
Okay, so do I need to go to the Board of Adjustment to ask them for this?
If you would prefer to do the fencing in lieu of landscape buffering, then yes. Because I don't think the code book will be changed by the time you need it done.
We were talking just recently that the fencing makes no difference on the buffering. We talked about that last week.
Right. Right now it doesn't.
Right now it doesn't, so you...
The thing is, you almost have the buffering now.
Yeah,
well, that's what I was thinking too. I thought she's.
I mean, you in your case, you've really got it.
Because what I'm gonna do if I'm looking at this right
is pretty wooded.
Keep like this 5 acres right here for later on if I end up doing boarding and daycare there and adding that building and that septic. It's still all gonna be on this plot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the buffering. I mean, I can leave that 40 feet or what have you that you said, the 25 or the 40 feet there, and I can pretty much leave that all around. I mean, I can put...
You've basically got it now.
That's fencing off to where...
I don't think... Yes, I think that would be fine if the commission thinks that would be fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then maybe add some stuff here where there really isn't much. But that wouldn't be fenced. Unless I needed to have it fenced. Because that would be where there would be parking. I mean, I'd put some trees up if I put some trees out of fencing. I mean, I would put whatever I needed to put here.
Well, if you further read the code...
I think you'd be fine how you're sitting there.
We've discussed this for years on what kind of buffering you got to have and stuff like that. Too. I, as a member of this board, personally apologize to you because we can't give you any better answer.
Right.
Oh, that's okay. I just want to make sure that I do what I need to do, so... And thank you.
And he's right. We can't give you the kind of answer we'd like to give you.
We should be able to answer your questions here, and we can.
We're working on it, but it's not going to help
and
you.
I can tell. That makes you feel great.
Okay. You've got the right idea. I think.
It don't sound like.
I think the site drawing.
I don't see anything wrong.
The way it is set up, the last page that you're going to go, it appears to be okay with enough buffering, even the 40 foot, which may not end up being 40 foot. It may end up being 20.
Yeah, that's the maximum. We've got a discrepancy in the book. One says 25, one says 40. So.
And when you've got all those trees out there too and stuff. I mean, it's 15 feet, but it is only kind of like 15 feet.
Yeah.
So if the trees are already there, I guess that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And if the fence is already there, you would have to add a little bit more fencing to accommodate for that 15 feet. But.
It looks like a good location. Traditionally, when something comes in for a kennel or something like that, you have concerns in the neighborhood about barking dogs and smell. And and it looks like it really this is a pretty optimum site to me. I don't know.
That's what we thought. that's what we're thinking.
I think it's a good, from what I see here, it's a good site.
I mean, one way or the other, would she not have to fence it if the dogs will be running free in the dog park, correct?
Off leash, yes.
Okay. So, I mean, just to protect herself liability-wise.
It's that 3 to 5 years down the road, we might have that straightened out by then.
If we're lucky.
I've got a couple of insurance companies that I've already contacted and got pricing on both for the grooming business and for the dog park combined.
Okay, I mean, up to, I think it's $1 million. Was one of the contingencies that it be fenced?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
So the fencing is a given, and then it's the noise buffering is what is in contention.
Well, the fencing shown on that drawing right there.
The 25, buffering. The vegetative buffering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today, the fence doesn't help her.
Yeah.
As far as buffering goes.
Yeah.
I was just noticing from here. I was just looking that the cross path.
That area is fenced also, right? Basically, there's going to be a fence around the whole dog park area.
The total fencing right now you're talking about is the 14 acres total.
Pretty close, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Behind that building and the greenhouse back there, I don't know exactly how many feet that is. It's not a lot of space. And then over to that side, so that whole front area, maybe a few acres. I'm not real good with measurements and things, but I would say maybe 10 acres total would be fenced. 10 of the 14, 11 of the 14.
Now, are you going to charge for the dog park? I mean, for people to come and...
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Grooming customers will get a discount.
Marketing.
Okay. Anything else? All right. We'll see you in a month. I don't know what...
September 12th.
September 12th. Is it a Monday or a Tuesday next?
It falls on Monday.
It is on a Monday. Okay, so we'll see you Monday for the public hearing.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I can.
And you might give Bob a call. Give Bob a call here in a week or so to ask him a little more about that, what we talked about with the landscaping
about the
stuff.
Yeah, we can go through everything in detail.
A little more specifically.
Okay. I've got your card here. So.
Oh, Rick, you do have a question?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Sure.
Exactly where is this property located? Can you give us a landmark?
Do you know where, I think his name is Bruce, he owns a pawn shop on 76.
Okay.
And there's right next door to the pawn shop. The pawn shop is directly across
right
the street.
It's right here, right?
The pawn shop's here, and then there's a thrift store.
Oh, used to be like
it's got like the cabin siding on it, right?
I used to know those people. Okay. I used to buy stuff.
Doesn't this existing building have like the cabin siding on it?
Yeah.
Like the log siding?
No.
Oh, no, it used to have the old greenhouses on your property.
Fixed refrigerator. Oh, I can't remember what it was.
I know what you're talking about. Gone down
the Conoco's right down here.
He used to have a big pile of refrigerators all the time.
That I don't know. All I know is there's the pawn shop and the thrift store right here. The thrift store's for sale.
Yeah, and it did used to be a gas station. That doesn't seem like that's been
that
long ago.
It was.
Yeah, gas station and movie store.
Does that help at all?
That's not the right. Oh, no, exactly where I
knew
where it was. Oh, okay. I only live a couple miles
from you. Oh,
okay. Okay. Anything else? All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I can put that thing in the paper now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we don't have Green Ridge Triplex, and we may have some old and new business. I know I've got some stuff like we talked about last week, but do you have anything?
I really don't. I knew you had some things that you wanted to talk about after last week. There was originally talk of an executive session, and then we found out today that Commissioner Strahan wasn't going to be speaking to the Planning Commission.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I have no idea what that was about, but there was a request for an executive session by Commissioner Strahan, and then he withdrew that. So that's all I know. I have no idea at all what
and
that's
I,
about.
I don't so, either.
So nothing to talk about regarding that. But
you can't officially speak to us without being more than one present and make any decisions.
Yeah, well, right. That is true.
You've got to follow rules.
As far as questions to go to the county commission, though, I was hoping maybe you all had some things. There were a couple of things that I had that we actually have asked them in the past to deal with. Were one of them was personnel issues. Actually, the question came up, and Sarah and I talked to them. Bob, what month did you interview?
That would have been early April.
Okay, so early April. So. In early April, we talked to them about the question of personnel, because it is confusing in the state statutes as to actually who deals with personnel, whether it's planning personnel, whether it's this commission or not. And so we just wanted to get that cleared up, because, again, what we're trying to do, and Dave alluded to it earlier, is we're trying to follow our own rules, and where the rules don't make sense, we're trying to send those and get them to where we can make sense and give people answers instead of say we're not sure. So we're working on that. It's just going to take some time. So one of the questions that I've got for them is who does handle personnel issues for the Planning and Zoning Department? And I'm hoping they're going to get with legal counsel to find that out. Because
the answer to that would be if they're county employees, they would be handled by the county commission.
You would think so, but when you read the state statutes.
That's an absolute.
When you read the state statutes, that's not what it says.
Well, I understand. I've read that part, too.
Well,
but
I would think they would supersede anything else. But that's why we need to get an idea as to what we're supposed to do and follow those rules, just like we want to know for sure, and it's came up 20 times in the media since then, if our vote's the final vote, I from everything I've heard from our lawyer, that the vote of this commission is the final vote.
That's my understanding as well. I haven't gotten that in writing, but I mean, basically, they told me, and this is something too. There's been a Supreme Court decision that actually followed the Stone County decision, in which they basically said that. And he's looked at it as well.
Read it thoroughly. Not that I understood everything.
But basically, it's my understanding that in that, they looked at a rezoning as actually being a quasi-judicial decision instead of a legislative decision, and therefore they said it could be made by a commission or a board.
Okay.
The commission has always made the decisions, and then that's what the Board of Appeals is for. If you don't like our decision, then after the Board of Appeals, at one point, then it came to the commissioners. But now they're thinking it bypasses the commissioners. It don't go to the commissioners. In the past, it did, but after that, then it goes to a civil.
Yeah, and moving to a first-class county changed a lot of things. Yeah. And there are just a lot of different rules that we are supposed to be following as a planning commission. We're gonna follow. I mean,
yeah,
we're supposed to follow.
And as I read this, and you correct me if I'm wrong, if you've read it, this decision on this thing that they're basing all this stuff on was conducted in the third class county too.
Yes, that actually is correct.
So, right. Where do you draw the line there?
Right. Exactly. So you know that's why we need to get a ruling by council on all of those things.
We just let the lawyer run the whole thing and forget it.
No, that's scary, but we do need clarification. The last thing I want is to hire and fire personnel, but the fact of the matter is, if it says we're supposed to have a say on that, then we should. If we don't, that's wonderful, but I just want to know where we are, just like the changes in our how much we should be paid. You know, if it's only supposed to be $25 a meeting, then it should only be $25 a meeting, not a penny more. That's what it says. And if it's, you know, if you got to live outside the city limits, then you got to live outside the city limits. That's what the rules state. Whatever the rules state is what they've got to be. If we don't like them, then we can try to get them changed. But we need to follow them if that's the rules. So I just want to find out what the interpretation of those rules are so we're following them. That's my only point. Back to the personnel issue. Not that I want personnel. Thanks. The duplexes, we asked them to do something about, I don't know how long ago. Do you know how long ago that was, right? That was before Dave.
Close to a year.
This time.
We were dealing with the duplexes before I ever heard of any of you.
Yeah.
Came back up again. Yeah. It was the first year.
We sent a proposal for the commission to vote on in February, I believe, and we still haven't heard.
It was before that.
Okay. And we've got folks that are waiting for an answer.
Yeah,
whether they get the answer they want is beside the point. We just need an answer.
Exactly.
Like I said, I told a former commissioner one night, right here in this very room, that I had seen it go both ways, which I had. I wasn't lying to him. I'll irritate you before I lie to you. But he got up and made a big circle and went right out the door and just mattered all get out. But I told him the truth. I'd seen it go both ways on the vote.
Well, we just have to get a decision from them. They just need to move on that. So those are two of the things that we need that I could come up with that we needed answers on that we've actually asked them already. Are there other things that anybody on the commission wants to send questions to the county commissioners on?
I haven't read clearly enough. Is your setbacks on a house from the property line conducted from the roof line or the foundation line in this county now?
You are right, it's roof line, isn't it? Yeah.
Pardon?
Furthest.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know whether they'd ever got it settled or not.
Yeah.
That'd be your roof overhang for whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Come in.
That has nothing to do with this other stuff.
No, but it could be. If you already know there's an, it could be an issue there. That's good.
Oh, there has been issues in the
past. It sounds like they've dealt with that one at least.
Oh, my.
Okay. What else?
And I don't know if this is something that is. Is there a process for fines, for people to be fined for non-compliance of, I mean, like land disturbance without a permit or starting? To me, that's. We've had several of them.
More than one.
Last year.
More than one,
and,
for sure.
I think that there's got to be some sort of enforcement. That's what we're here for. If we're just sitting here and okaying and representing,
but that's out of our hands.
Well,
I think that's what you're asking: is who deals with that?
Yeah.
Who deals with the enforcement?
Can that be instigated?
It goes through the process, and if it goes far enough, well, then it gets into the sheriff's powers. But it, as far as I know, when I got fired off the planning commission last time, never had a case get that far. There's never been one prosecuted for noncompliance in this county since there's been planning and zoning in Taney County.
And I
made that statement over here at Taneyville one night at a meeting and got fired for it.
Now, we've had, since I've been
has
on here...
Has there been any since then, Bobby?
Benita, we have, haven't we, since then?
Well, that's good. I mean, there needs to be something in place.
Okay, that's what I thought. We've had maybe one or two that have been imposed fines by this.
I think the policy's been that they didn't have time to go back and follow up and enforce those. So they just wasn't there no enforcement.
One of the conversations I wanted to have that I haven't had yet was with the prosecuting attorney, just to see what their policy was going to be on enforcing our regulations. Being really straightforward, and maybe I shouldn't be, I've just had one conversation with him, and in my initial conversation, he told me that they did not enforce our regulations, and so I wanted to have an additional conversation with him to see what the reason.
So then, I think your question is, who enforces our regulations?
First of all,
do we have a way?
Do we have
The ability?
The ability in the county, anybody, and then who would enforce it?
Well,
there is a written process.
Yeah. And the ultimate enforcement of it is really supposed to be by the prosecuting attorney's office.
They would also be the ones that would set the fines then, correct?
Well, they would be the ones, I think doesn't it speak to $1,000 a day?
I mean, forget it.
I mean, we are making a concerted effort to make the codes fair and equal for everybody in this
That's
county.
Great. That's fine. That's
and
fun. Yeah.
If so, people don't wonder, well, what if this and what if that? They just know. And that we can give direction. And to me, I think that this needs to come under the same thing, so we know and everybody else knows that there is a fine that can be enforced, and that's, you know, this particular entity will be the one enforcing it.
May I ask you a question? Okay. All these buffer zones and everything you had in the past, has anybody gone out and checked to see if there's actually a buffer zone on these?
I think those are usually by complaint, are they not?
Just like the covenant.
I don't think there's ever been any.
Why you were cool?
I don't think there's ever been any effort made to enforce them. I know there's some of them never been like a buffer or a fence.
Yeah.
They've just ignored it. Nothing's ever been said.
Enforcement comes when we issue a CFC,
right,
and or right. The Division II process.
And
when we go out.
When you go out to give the certificate of compliance or they get their Division II permit, then at that time you've made sure they've complied with our regulations. Now, if they go down and tear down the fence after that, let's just say...
That is enforced through a complaint system, primarily.
Exactly. Probably.
It has to be a complaint by somebody in the past before it's enforced.
Because there's just not enough personnel.
That's part of his job. He goes out in the field every day and he watches for free.
Well,
and a lot of it does have to be complaint driven, to be honest with you, just because
it's going to have to be. There's not enough personnel.
Basically, one individual for the whole county.
But to answer your question, at least my opinion is, why do we have it in there then? Is if there is a complaint, we've got some teeth and something to make, you know, to at least say this is what was required of you. If we didn't require it of them, then we can't require it of them, if that makes sense.
The average Joe guy who's at farm over there, he probably doesn't even know such a thing.
Well, he's fine if he doesn't want to rezone it.
Yeah.
But
he wouldn't even know it to complain.
Yeah. Well, if they're hopefully she'll do things right and there's no issues.
I think we ought to go with the fences.
Well, you know, yes, and that's a whole other subject. That's talking about changing code, and we do want to discuss that, but we can't really discuss that until we give public notice to discuss our code changes. But yes, we will talk about that, I'll give you an opportunity to
talk about. But they're on the same line, following along with this. Who establishes code? By law, I mean by statute. Who establishes code?
You mean like our code changes to our book?
Like our code in Taney County. Who is it, a governing body, or is it some lawyer, or do you hire
a
writer to do this, or you take it off another county's thing? But say you want to put a nuisance ordinance in. Who writes that ordinance and puts it in the code?
Well, we don't put it in the code. We may write the suggestion and send it to the county commission, but they are also, just like the duplexes, we sent a suggestion to change the code book for duplexes.
I've been through that process lots of times.
And wrote it, just like we did for height regulations, okay? Wrote those, sent that through to the county commission, and they enact that or not.
In the past, it's been done right here in this room. And you have a public meeting, and you have people give you suggestions.
Yes.
The board takes the suggestions, and then you work it up, and then you pass it on to the commissioners. And I guess the nuisance code, it was written by the commissioners.
That's their code. That's their ordinance.
That was their
ordinance. Yeah. But we don't change our code. Change our code.
Yeah.
You know, we give suggestions to the county commission and say, this is what we'd like to see changed.
No, we can't change it, but they can. Yeah.
So, but no, we still have the public meetings, and that's why
what I'm wondering, my question was, is that the lawful way, and is that the proper way that it comes up through the deal?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I do know statutorily, it is pretty specific on that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that the only way the county commission can amend the code book or the regulations is after it's got a recommendation from the Planning Commission.
Right. So we give the recommendation, and they may or may not take that recommendation.
But that was a period of time when I wasn't on this board, but when this nuisance ordinance came up, and I objected to it strenuously because I said it didn't come through the proper channels and everything. And they let us know, the commissioners did at that time, that they would enforce that themselves after they found out that they couldn't make the P&Z department do it. Am I not right?
You are right, but we did. They used the hour for a while.
They tried to.
One of our staff.
Yeah. But
and so
as
we're
far
gonna
as
do things right, let's do it right. I mean, I'm all for that.
Well, no, that's exactly what I'm trying to do, and I think that's what everybody here wants to do, is just do things the right way.
If we can't get some action somewhere, we're going to punish nice people that have projects.
Exactly. Well, that's why.
It's detrimental to the economy of Taney County.
That brings me to my next comment. On the letter that I'm going to send, I'm going to ask for a date from the commission that they can deal with these issues and have something back to us, and it's reasonable. That way it's not just out there in the middle of nowhere, not knowing, because it was April when we asked them these other two questions, or before, and we still haven't got an answer. That's more than enough time, reasonably, to get answers to these two questions. They're not that hard of questions. They certainly enacted really quickly on the $25 per meeting and Sarah Kleinfelter being inside the city limits. Both of those things were worked on really quickly. And so, and they should be, because they weren't within state statute.
And politics had no hand in that.
Exactly. I'm sure they didn't.
That's right.
So, but
we understand that.
Yeah. But my point is that that's why I want to get a date from them so we can move forward. And then there's always going to be things that we're going to have to change. And quite frankly, if we find things that are within are rules that we don't like, then we go through the proper channels.
Well, I think if you make changes, you're going to find out that this has to be presented to the public.
If you notice, that's what I said to Mr. Treese when he started talking about trees. I said, we can't really discuss that.
It's going to take time.
Well, I know. That's why we...
Here we are with people rolling up outside the door.
Whatever happened with all the changes that they were making whenever they had that petition in here to do away with it? They was going to have a complete, go through that code and have it complete rewritten by the first year. First year come and go, and I haven't heard any more on it.
This is why Bob was hired by the commissioners, and this is one of his primary jobs, is to redo the code book to present to the commissioners, and he has... And the planning commission, exactly, in a very clear and concise, everyday verbiage that people can understand. And I know that he's been working on it. He's still getting his feet wet, as we're all aware of. But so I feel like, but he is making progress on this. So that is what we're looking to do.
I didn't know they put that off on Bob. They were doing it when I went to Florida last winter. They was going to do it. I didn't know they put it off on Bob.
But the thing about it, one reason we need action is because you're giving the people that want to do away with planning and zoning, you're giving them all kind of ammunition when we start sending people back out the door. And I've got friends on the adjustment board, and they tell me, well, if you people that do your job up there, we wouldn't have anything to do. I've heard that already.
Well, I don't know what else we could do with the folks.
I'm not arguing with you on that.
I mean, there's really nothing else we could do.
I'm just telling you what's rolling around out there.
Well, that's okay. I mean, that's, everybody's got an opinion. So the fact of the matter is we're going to do things the right way, and the public will be involved. I have no issues with that. Have tried to keep that from. As a matter of fact, I think I've said it several times. We're going to do it when it's posted properly. But the fact of the matter is we've got to send them that way if they're wanting to do something that's not currently in our code book. Whether I would like to do that or not, I would love to have done, if we chose to pass it for Eddie, what we've done in the past without realizing it was against our code book. But as soon as we knew, I had that discussion with Mr. Hatch, he said, we can't do it. It's not in our code book. It's not proper. We can't do it. We have to go do it the right way. If we're going to do things the right way, let's do them the right way, even when it hurts.
But like I say, if we can't get the wheels rolling, we're giving the people that's wanting to do away with
it. Well, you got to, that old car, you got to push that first push somewhere. When the wheels aren't rolling, we're pushing our first push.
Exactly.
So, we can't get it rolling until we start pushing, and we're just starting to push. So that's where we are. And so, a few of these questions are just questions that have been out there. There'll be a lot more that come up. It's all good discussion. We do want to post and at least get something so we can start making some changes that we can. There's no reason to wait.
Oh, exactly.
If we can post and get the public out there and get some of these things rolling, let's get them rolling and get things fixed that we can fix now, and then we'll work on some more stuff the next time. So that's all I've got.
Is it still the commissioner's meeting? Can't you go in and ahead of time and request to be heard on about any Monday morning?
Sure.
And get time to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I was hoping to avoid that. Not because I'm shy. That has nothing to do with it. I was hoping to have them deal with that. I didn't want it to seem like I was trying to undermine anything. I just wanted them to deal with it.
I understand what you're talking about.
So if I will tell you, Dave, if we can't get answers by a certain date, that's what I'm going to request, is meeting time on a Monday. But I want to give them a proper amount of time to answer any questions we've got.
Okay.
And then if that date's not met, then I'm going to go in and ask, or whoever wants to go with me, and ask those questions of them in a public Monday morning meeting. Don't want to do that.
Would no rather more questions at this time.
Okay, good enough. That's the plan. Okay, anybody else? Anything else? Okay, I would definitely entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All right, we are adjourned.
I thought Ed was getting pretty nervous.